This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, we have been looking at Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 6, concerning the matter of not being judgmental. That is a general warning, but we also consider times when we must make a judgment about someone's behavior and motivation. There is a secret dimension in all of this. We don't know what is going on in the inner recesses of the one we're concerned about, nor do we always know our own inner secret processes. That's why we need to be biblically grounded and spirit-controlled. According to Hebrews 4:12, God's word, like a two-edged sword, pierces to the innermost recesses of our hearts and exposes and judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Paul says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, Romans 8:26. No wonder Paul told us in Philippians 2:12-13, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to do according to his good purpose. Only when all of this is biblically guided and spirit-directed will you be able to function in a healing way. That is, you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. But what happens if you do all these things and your brother doesn't want your help? Then Paul says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone, Romans 12:18. The clear implication? There are some people with whom it is not possible to live at peace. In such situations, do as much as you can without forcing their acquiescence. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.